Hello, this is your host, Brian Hammond, and welcome to the Between the Lines podcast, where you will hear the personal backstories of my poetry and the experiences that go along with them. Be prepared for real, raw honesty as I read, reflect, and expose the emotions that went into writing them as we read Between the Lines. So today's episode is called Jacqueline, and let's just jump right into it. I've gotten over false love before, and I'll do it again, because you aren't anything special, Jacqueline. I first came across Jacqueline on Instagram. She followed me sometime in May of 2017 after reading one of my poems, and she began becoming very active. She was commenting and being active in my live streams. I followed her back eventually, and we would casually message each other back and forth. I saw that she did some modeling, and I was interested in using one of her photos for one of my poems. She sent me a few that she thought would go well with the poem, and we decided on one that fit best. I ended up using that poem to post on Instagram, and we began talking more frequently. To give you a brief description of Jacqueline, she is 25 and a very beautiful Latina woman. She is an extrovert and the life of the party and has sass like no tomorrow. Sounds like my type, huh? Maybe not. By the end of August, her and I were talking daily, and I ended up actually purchasing a plane ticket down there for the last week of October, and I would be staying at an Airbnb. I was really hyped. I felt a connection with her, and she told me that she felt the same towards me, and me being, you know, a hopeless romantic love poet, it's kind of like I've struck gold, right? We had plans to go to a Halloween party and to spend a lot of time with each other while I was down there, because that's kind of, you know, that was the point of me going down. And when you begin a relationship like this one, you don't really know what kind of expectations to set and how you or the other person are going to align. So when the day came and I flew down there and I got off that plane and I saw her for the first time in person, my intuition gave the feeling that I was going to be greatly disappointed, mostly because I could tell that I didn't live up to her expectations. So what is someone to do when they are 1,000 miles from home and are there for a week? You make the most of it. I feel like we both felt like we just have to make it through this week. At least that's what I felt. She was normal Jacqueline still. We'd flirt and act as though the way we felt before that plane landed was still there, even though it wasn't. The Halloween party was the Saturday before Halloween, and this is where the story gets a little fuzzy and confusing, even for me, mostly because alcohol was involved. The party was at Jacqueline's best friend's house, and there were a lot of people there. Me being an introvert, I don't go to many parties, and I was very anxious. So when I was offered a drink, I drank. I started talking to people as Jacqueline insisted, and with each person I met came a shot of whatever, and another, and another. It seemed like every person I met, they were like, "Hey, you want to take a shot?" And I'm like, "Hey, yeah, I do." And fun fact, I don't drink much, and I am already a lightweight, so I'm sure you can imagine how I was feeling. All I know is that I was very comfortable talking to everyone now. And the next thing I know, Jacqueline gets really mad at me. And she's talking at me, saying something about how she wants to leave, and I'm not sure what the problem is, and I still don't to this day. All I remember is her being mad at me for reasons I didn't know, which confused me and upset me because alcohol. And so we ended up leaving, and it was a very awkward Uber ride home. The next couple days kind of just came and went. She had class on Halloween, so around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I called her and asked if we were going to do something that night, and she just said no. We were supposed to spend Halloween with each other, that being the reason I came down when I did. But she said she felt like we weren't connecting and decided not to spend any more time with me, which was a very lonely feeling, being away from home without a car or anyone you know, and the person that you came to see kind of just abandons you. It made me feel like it was a big waste of my time, a big waste of my money, and it was just a huge mistake. Returning home, I felt very out of it. My heart was hurt. Before meeting Jacqueline, there were so many expectations that weren't met when I did meet her. And I know that some people just don't align with each other, but it's still very disappointing. The best part of the story is that Jacqueline always wanted me to write a poem about her. And now that I have, I bet she regrets it. Jacqueline told me that she wanted to be the best I've ever had. Take that as you will, sexually or generally, but let's just be honest. She wasn't. I've gotten over false love before, and I'll do it again. Because you aren't anything special, Jacqueline. This has been Between the Lines. You can follow me on my socials on Instagram at patheticbutpoetic, facebook.com/patheticbutpoetic, and on my Snapchat, Pathetic Poetic. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to subscribe, rate, and review.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.